Numbers chapter 7. Now, this is a pretty long chapter, 89 verses. It happened on the day that Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle and had anointed it, that the princes of Israel, the heads of their fathers' families, offered, and they offer a freewill offering. So each of the tribes makes this offering, which is then given to the priests. And you read what each of them offered. They all offered the same. One silver plate, weighing 130 shekels, one silver bowl, full of fine flour mixed with oil, one golden spoon, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb, one male goat. And then for the peace offering, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, five male lambs. Right, and okay, if I were writing the record, I would have said, right, so that's what was offered, and each of the tribes offered that. But here, the chapter really goes on at some length and says, right, that's what this tribe offered, and then the next tribe offered the same, and you read the same list again, and again, and again, 12 times. Well, why is it so detailed? Why does it just keep on repeating the same thing? And I think the reason is this, that God wishes to show us that over all these thousands of years, he was absolutely sensitive to what his people offered as a freewill offering. And it's all repeated, and the record has been kept for thousands of years, and of course the record is there in God's mind, even more so than on the scrolls, as it were, of the scriptures. But the point is that God remembers every freewill offering that you make, every detail of it, even if it's exactly the same as what somebody else offered. Now, we should want to make a freewill offering. We shouldn't be minimalists thinking, well, what's the minimum I can get away with? We should at times think, wow, I just want to do something. I just want to give something to you, God, and do it as a freewill offering. And God will remember it. There's a psalm where David says, may God remember all your sacrifices. May God remember all your sacrifices, all that you've given up for him, he will remember. And so that's the simple lesson, I think, that God in great detail remembers and does not forget and is aware of all you give to him. It may be that you didn't choose the smartest, most well-paid career path. It may be that in your job, well, you didn't get on as you might have done because you were spending a lot of time studying the scriptures, playing with your children, being a Christian, rather than just going helter-skelter to get ahead in the things of this life. God saw all that, and God remembers all your sacrifices.